Here's how B. Un started making a living off mushrooms.
I was a badass. I got kicked out of high school, and then my dad took me into the woods. And I actually liked it.
At first, Un says a stout criminal record kept him from getting work outside the forest. More than 20 years later, he's committed to a life on the road.
So basically, you're just chasing. Wherever the mushroom become good, that's where you're gonna go.
It's going on 2 years now since I missed, you know, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, you know, Mother's Day and everything else. So yeah, it's a little hard.
That's B's wife, Molly Yen. They met when he was picking and she was buying during a recent morel harvest in Alaska. Now they man a roving buy station together, punctuating their work with cigarettes and light beer.
Excuse me, I got a phone call coming in.
On the ground, cell phones are a tool to nudge both supply and demand.
That was the boss.
The boss, Molly's brother, calls from the west side to set the orders and the buying price. Molly and B check with pickers on prices in the field. Right now, they're paying $12 a pound. But with three other buyers in town, they're having trouble getting any mushrooms at all.
So right now, the competition is at $12.50 to $12.75. It's like bidding, you know? They bumped it up.
Molly says new buyers eager to fulfill orders will pay more for the same product. But loyalty can trump price.
That's our customer right there. It is.
After
hard.
A long wait, two battered pickups pull into the parking lot where Bea and Molly set up shop. The importance of customer service becomes clear as half a dozen pickers start to unload.
I buy you Corona because future, okay? I like you.
Seriously, that's what we're thinking
Molly
about.
Gets out beer and a new cell phone she bought for one. Then sets out to weigh and sort their mushrooms.
These guys pick clean
care of my family.
Some people are new, they bring in a lot of trash and I have to go through them.
The haul is impressive. $2,500 worth of morels change hands in about 10 minutes. It's an all-cash business. Stacked up in baskets, the mushrooms are as high as Bee's head.
Hey!
And these are what, 10, 12-pound baskets?
These are the guys I was talking about.
Yeah.
Marion Siprith just arrived from Seattle. He's another picker with an allegiance to Bee. In his case, customer service was a $100 loan.
He did. He loaned me $100 so I have gas to get up here and money for a permit. This is the kind of friend he is.
We try to do what we can.
See, this is how we do work for each other. So yeah. I will sell my mushrooms to him.
You have to have contact, okay? You got to have your own people. If you don't, you're not going to make the money, okay? You're not going to make anything.
Molly Yen again. When business dies down, B paces the parking lot and keeps an eye on every truck that passes by.
That's Jesus. I know all of them, but they act like they don't know me. I'm waving my hand. Oh, matter of fact, I got his phone number, not unless he changed it.
These phone calls continue after dark, conveying prices along with gossip and intrigue.
You're one of the buyers.
At one point, B calls the Forest Service with a tip. A competitor may be gaining an illegal advantage, buying mushrooms directly at the campsite where pickers sleep. B says he's seen much worse.
In the mushroom world, it's always like that, you know. There's even gun battle in the woods. You go into the wood, you come back out, your tires pop. People cut your brake line. Sometimes, like I said, you don't know who hates you out there.
Tonight, though, there's no time to worry. Bea and Molly have to drive their mushrooms 200 miles back to Seattle, where they'll be shipped out to Europe and Asia. Tomorrow, they'll do it all over again. In TWSP, I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity.